The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey. Hi, everybody. It's Todd Glass, and I'm here with Blake Wexler.
Hello, this is Blake Wexler, and I'm here with Todd Glass.
We are staying in San Diego. We're working at the American Comedy Club. We're staying, what's the name of this hotel?
Let's just call it the Andaz.
It's a great hotel, and it's smack across the street from the club, and it's a really cool hotel.
And they promised us a discount.
Friendly, no. This is just an honest, nice, friendly staff. The rooms are great. Everybody that works here, the
spacious
front desk, they're nice. I like when you come in the hotel and people are genuinely nice.
They give away free cookies.
I know.
That's not a joke. They literally give you free cookies.
I mean, that's not their only gimmick.
No.
That's not a gimmick.
No. It's a nice extra.
It's a nice extra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank them. Thank the Andes.
I'm eating right now. Oh, we're working here all week. I have the band with me, John Brand Wagner, Duncan Carey on lead.
That's right.
Mumble, guitar.
Brandon.
Brandon on drums. Now I'm eating some of these chocolate-covered coffee beans. They are not free. They are from the mini bar. So, but I'm seriously, what do you think a jar like this? They're chocolate-covered things. They're around the size of...
baseballs.
No, about the size of a baseball. It's a glass jar the size of a baseball.
Yeah.
And in it, it's filled with, I think, chocolate-covered almonds.
I think so. That looks right.
How much do you think this is? I think I know. You guess. I don't know from looking at the price, but...
including the jar?
Of course, including the jar.
$19.
I think you're probably close.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
21, maybe?
You want to go see if you can find the price sheet?
Yeah. Do they include... Do they include the price sheet?
Yeah, it's over there. You have to buy it. It's a mini bar.
No, no, no. Like their costs. Like the cost of like how much they get it at.
No, cost. I want to know how much it costs me.
Wholesale.
To buy here.
Oh, I'll look it up.
On my bill at the end. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you.
No, no, no. They're asking me the wholesale value.
Hey, if you're upset that I yelled at you, I want you to admit it right here on the opening of my podcast.
Oh, nuts.
Oh, nuts.
$7.
Wow. I'm going to eat more.
You should. Order them.
People don't like when you eat.
Todd, that's not that much.
It really isn't. I thought it'd be a lot more. That's another good thing.
Yeah.
They prove you can offer people snacks and they can be somewhat affordable. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to give the Endez. Is it called Endez?
Yeah.
A nice plug because they deserve it. Like, I truly like staying here. I like when you go into the lobby and everyone behind the front desk is warm. It just makes it better to come back to your hotel. And then the rooms are cool looking. That's
we
it.
We play a game?
Yeah.
How many... Duncan and John Brad Wagner and I played this game earlier. How many Instagram followers do you think this hotel has?
Do you know?
I do. This and not the whole chain, not like Andaz or like Marriott or whatever. How many Instagram followers do you think this
1,100.
Chain has?
1,100. Yeah.
You are correct if you add a few zeros. It's 11,000.
Oh, that's... Wow.
Right?
Someone's doing a good job.
I guess it's worth taking photos at, which means I guess it's worth, I don't know, staying at?
Hey, by the way, someone should get a nice little raise. They're doing a good job with the social media.
That's right.
Send this to your boss. We don't, you know.
Yeah. Make it count.
All right, listen, enough. Yeah, today they had some cucumber water out. Now, I know a lot of people are going, come on, other hotels have cucumber water.
Not like this.
Not like this cucumber water.
No.
Not like the, no. If we go too far, people will not think we're being genuine about the true compliments we were giving
before.
You're
right. Yeah, it's all true.
Anyway, they are a sponsor right now, and I would like to thank them. And those hotels, you're going to go, you're going to love it, you can get treated. You can stay in a 5-star hotel, but you know what we're going to say at prices that are... Anyway, that's it. So you're going to enjoy this podcast. Blake is going to be with me all weekend here doing shows at the American Comedy Club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exhausted. What am I doing this big opening for? It's not necessary.
And as hotels, you're going to enjoy your stay.
You're going to like the way you sleep.
I guarantee it.
So we have shows here tonight. Tonight is Friday. I have two shows here in San Diego. Tonight is the 16th of the beautiful...
November.
Month of November.
Yeah. Yes, member.
And then the 17th, I have two shows. So, tonight was good.
That was really
tonight
good.
Was sold out to the eye.
Todd, yeah. It was.
No, it was sold out to the eye.
Yeah.
Which, that means to me, maybe there were 12 seats empty.
At
what are
most.
You going to do? I know, I'm trying to be honest with my listeners. You know me, I don't like to be braggadocious.
Hey! Oh!
All right, listen, we'll get kicked out of the room. So this is the second half of John Doerr, everybody. Wow, we had fun. John Doerr. I know he listens to the show now, so I have to say his name a lot. And his sister, there's a lot of pressure because his sister is like trying to put the pressure on me. Oh, I think I have a sugar attack.
No, it's fine.
But I want more.
What's $7 worth?
All right, I got to stop. Enjoy the show. Blake, anything you need to plug?
No.
All right. Bye.
La, la.
It's a good show.
How you doing?
Good. Feeling great.
Do you have any questions?
So,
do you want to see what's on this list?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a list in front of you.
Yes.
And you're asking me, do I want to see what's on that list?
Yeah,
the answer is yes.
Okay, we're going to do two things. You'll decide what's next. Do you want to play what flavor is this, Skittle? Or you won't know what the bit is. I'll just tell you the name of it. It's called the baseball bit.
Let's do the baseball bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like some Skittles?
No, thank you.
Get it? Like, either way, I wanted to eat Skittles.
Right.
Would you like to enjoy some Skittles as we play the baseball bit? Now, but I'm kidding. We'll do this Skittle bit next.
What are you kidding about? So we are going to do the Skittle bit.
No. We're going to do it next after we do the baseball
bit. Yeah, but we are doing Skittle bit for sure.
Yes.
But you're saying we'll do baseball
bit. I let you decide.
While we enjoy Skittles.
No, we're going to do that. That would make it look like I didn't. That's stupid of me to say that. Not stupid
of
you.
No, I should have left it. I should have left it. Let's just do the baseball.
What's your best quality to George Carlin?
My hair.
That you're comfortable about.
My best quality?
Yeah. That's a weird question.
It's a very weird one.
I try to be a good interviewer. Who gives a shit?
Well, if it's not a good question, then how can that be?
What do I think your best quality is?
But what do you think your best quality is? Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't
it? I try to care about other people.
All right, let's just play the game. Let's play the baseball one. Let's play the baseball one. This is ridiculous now. Let's play the baseball bet.
Okay.
Baseball bet. Now here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
Can I get another Miller Lite?
Yes. Yeah. Can we do this?
Let's do the baseball bet. Then I'll get a Miller Lite.
No.
Oh.
I could go pee-pee. And then we could take a break.
An actual break and come back.
We'll take a break. And you know what we'll do on the other side?
Will there be a noticeable difference from our behavior now and how we sound versus after?
No.
What if I end up having like...
No, you're being ridiculous.
No, but Todd, I want it to sound exactly
the
same way.
What's going to happen so bad where we're going to come back and be different people? Stop it. You're being silly.
I want it to be totally seamless. John. Like we sound exactly the same. I feel like something might happen and then we come back and we sound different.
I know what you mean. Like something happens. God forbid we got bad news on the phone. We come back. There's something different energy. John, okay. I've done this podcast.
All right.
So you give a shit. Okay. I love that you give a shit.
So we're going to have...
What could happen on the other side? Yes, we'll come back. We'll be cheerful. We'll be like, we're back.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay, see you in a sec.
I played your podcast on my iPod last night. I played each episode much to my delight. It almost seems my list is incomplete. Old shows are great, but you've got something I need. Well, I've got a brand new pair of headphones. You got an MP3. I think that we should play the Todd Glass Show. The download is free. Been listening for a while. You got something for me. Oh, I've got a brand new pair of headphones. You got an MP3.
An horrible man.
Wasn't that far to go? I just had to get a bit further across the street.
I don't want
to
laugh. How can I laugh?
Oh, I gotta use the washroom again.
What did I?
Can we? I gotta use
oh my god, I'm feeling. I'm this gotta is a depression. I never felt.
I gotta use the washroom again.
Please. Oh, we'll be right back.
It will be back.
We'll be back.
Summer's baking in the kitchen.
You ever hear songs about hot dogs?
Hot dog!
You ever hear songs about hot dogs?
No more!
You ever hear songs about hot dogs?
No.
John Brand Wagner, Songs About Hot Dogs, the first official, unofficial spinoff of the Todd Glass Show. John Brand Wagner, Songs About Hot Dogs. Can you repeat that?
Songs About Hot Dogs.
Songs About Hot Dogs. He gets a little reverb. You could do it, right? Songs About Hot Dogs.
Beautiful.
Songs about hot dogs.
Beautiful.
How you doing?
Good, man. Good.
Songs about hot dogs.
Songs about hot dogs.
Can you just say, I'm John Doerr and you're listening to Songs About Hot Dogs?
My name's John Doerr and you are listening to Songs About Hot Dogs.
And then sing a fun
song. Songs about hot dogs. Oh, sing what?
Sing, you know, just say, this is John Doerr. You're listening to Songs About Hot Dogs. And maybe sing like a good song.
My name's John Doerr, and you're listening to Songs About Hot Dogs, singing a good song.
About songs about hot dogs.
About songs about hot dogs.
Songs about hot dogs.
Singing songs about hot dogs.
Get your ballpark Franks
here. Get your ballpark Franks.
Ballpark Franks.
Songs about hot dogs.
Duh.
Dodge a dogs. Dodge a dogs. Who wants to dodge a dog? Anyone? Pass the money down. Pass the money
down. Songs about hot dogs.
Yeah, throw them that
take
hot
a
dog.
Seat. Songs they about hot dogs. F. It's the it's about F. the start. You know, it's about the start. Songs about hot dogs.
I'm out
it's
of
about
mustard.
The start.
I'm out of mustard.
I'm out of mustard.
You got to go to the thing with the guy.
Now, here's the baseball bit.
Yeah, we didn't do the baseball.
Okay. Do you know a base? Do you know baseball? I've asked like six guests this so far.
So I was, I used to watch baseball a lot when I was a kid. I don't know a lot about it now.
Someone said
players.
You used to. You still do, but you used to
no,
too.
No, I watch.
It's an old Mitch Hedberg joke.
That's true. Yeah,
I used to do drugs. I still do.
I still do, but I used to. Correct. Yes. Right. Yes. Remember the owl?
Oh yes,
that was the best.
So I
watch baseball, but you know it's on in the bar in the background
okay.
type of thing.
This
and,
is,
I'll watch highlights.
Okay,
that's as much as I know.
You can't do this wrong because all you got to do is the best you can.
Like, do I know the rules of baseball?
I'll tell you. No, well here's what it is basically.
No, I mean the actual rules of the game baseball.
No.
Not the game we're about to play, sir.
You don't have to know.
You know how confusing this could have gotten. we were seconds away from splitting into two. Anyway, go ahead.
Splitting up
two
our
different thoughts.
Our partnership.
Yeah. No, that'll never happen.
No, I mean, like, if we were a comedy team.
You
know, when Door and Glass broke up, it was on that podcast.
When the glass door broke?
Door pushed it. When the glass door broke.
Glass Door Incorporated would be great. We could do it.
We ended our show every night. Remember, people loved it. We go.
It'll be so great. Let's open it.
We are the friends. We do with the friends. We do with it much better our way. We do with it right. What's that song? You know what I'm thinking.
Let's open a store called Glass Door Incorporated. Wait. We honestly open a place and Yelp reviews. We get all our friends who just say this is the best place to get glass doors, but it's never open. It's never open. We're in there. And we never.
Maybe we just have a website. No, we need a store because that's the joke when they rattle the door. I get it. I'm listening. People are so fucking mad I'm listening that they're angry.
And all the stories are, I was there yesterday. It was the greatest. Yeah.
Listen.
Go ahead.
What I want to talk about.
Yeah.
This is
heavy.
Okay, baseball. Thank you, John. So
you had no idea.
Here's all you have to know. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to walk you through it, and then you say if you can do this or not. If you can't do it, we have a jingle waiting. We have a jingle that gets us out of a bit we don't want to do.
Yep.
And we have a jingle that gets us out of a conversation we don't want to have.
I find it hard to believe, but okay.
We'll have this ready. If you're ever feeling you don't want to do it, run from the bit. Run from the bit. Or, let's say we're having a conversation and we don't want to talk about it.
No, Barbara Ann, sorry, Beach Boys.
Run
from the conversation.
There we go.
So you should feel like standing by.
At any point, it's there.
At any point.
And I can use, that's great to know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
So here's the bit about baseball. Yeah. I've said this before because I have to repeat it to you.
Yeah.
I will a lot of times steal.
I don't like it. I want to run from the bit.
No, you don't.
Run from the bit.
Run from the bit.
That was a good one. Come on.
We got out of it. Now let's.
I know you're kidding.
No,
I know you're kidding.
No, I was gonna say let's do the Skittles one, but okay, yeah.
Oh, we'll do the Skittles next.
Let's do baseball. Let's do baseball. Yeah.
Think about how much time has passed. This is a double episode.
Since the dawn of time, or just like, what do you mean time has passed? Like,
know how much time has passed?
Oh,
since we literally said, "Do you want to do Skittles or baseball?" And we're still at the point where we haven't done either.
Yeah.
But guess what?
Get your hot dogs here.
Anybody listening goes, you know what? As long as they get to the bits, I don't care how lost they get. That's my audience. I don't mind if people go, Todd, can you just try to remember to go back to the bits and finish them? But if they're like, I don't care if it's 40 minutes later. As long as you do it, them I will work hard for. But if somebody goes, oh, you're all over the place. Okay, we can part ways.
Fair enough.
So, but I want to make the other people proud.
Yes.
So
the
baseball bit is this.
Yes.
And it's just seeing how well you can fake being an announcer. Like, hi, fly ball out the center field. To be honest, I steal them from John, which isn't fair because then he doesn't have them. But he'll say something like, hard, long, what was that one? Hard drive center out the...
crack of the bat?
Crack of the bat. That's another one. Crack of the bat. Then you talk about the game. Now, you have to know something about the game.
Yep.
Not that you can also go, it's a beautiful sunny day out here. But you have to do it.
This
here's the part, John.
Game.
You're not going to like it.
Yeah.
To George Carlin, you could break the bit. I don't care.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying.
I don't want it.
But I'm saying if you decide to, that's okay, too. I've changed the rules.
Thank you.
But the original goal is, and it's hard to stay in character.
Totally.
I break.
Yeah.
To George Carlin, I break a lot because
who wouldn't?
You have to commit. And sometimes, whatever, that's weird to do sometimes. And mm-hmm. our instincts as comedians are to get absurd.
No.
That's not the... if that happens, that's fine. But here's
Stay
the attempt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might be a funny person, right. but you know you're going over the stadium. Yeah. You're going over the...
Totally
so
understand.
So you have to... You're not going to do certain twisted jokes that we might do. No. That the goal isn't to be... No, if we want to do that later, we can do that. But you're
now
in that booth. And you need this job.
Yeah.
And you need the job. Does it mean you can't be silly? Yeah. You can, but you're not going to say...
Within the confines of the job.
Within the confines. Finds not, it the job.
Exactly. Look at.
God damn it. Let's hold hands.
You're only as good as your last. Your last broadcast. You're only
Thank
as good as your last broadcast.
All right, so here we go. And I'll be the
Take
guy with you. Not to make my job easier.
You're doing color commentary?
I don't know a lot at all.
Okay, but you're doing color.
I get fired 2 weeks after this.
Okay.
Because all I do is talk about the weather.
God, I love it. Okay, but
I'm not a parody of myself. So I try so fucking hard that if you bring something up, I tag it.
So I'm
But I got this job and I don't know shit about baseball.
I'm play-by-play and you're the color commentator. Fair enough.
Oh no. Let's both do both.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I think.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because I'm too nervous to handle any of these jobs by myself.
I can welcome a...
Okay, so here we go. So go ahead. Anybody in the room that wants to help with background noise, baseball chatter, softly and...
Peanuts! Yeah, you have peanuts!
I'll take some peanuts over here! Okay.
And here we are.
Oh, hold on. Okay, guys.
Here we are back at Olympic Stadium in Montreal, Canada, where the...
It's a beautiful day out here, John, and the fans look like they've been not... been able to be outside for a while with the cold weather that's passing. It looks like we have a lot of people that are happy to be out here in the beautiful 74 degrees with that sun shining. What a beautiful day.
Yes, the fans must be thrilled now that that warm front has come through. And I tell you, Tim Raines is playing a lot better.
Crack of the bat! Since. Crack of the bat out to center field, and Mingelotti is on first.
And he throws to second, holding him up. Safe at first, so we've got none out. And it looks like they're going to continue with Iannucci on the mound. And the windup and the pitch. And here it is to Wallach. And it's ball one. Now, Todd, when you played, you enjoyed... How did you feel in the on-deck circle? I mean, a lot of people ask you, you know, were you ever nervous? I mean, you know...
Oh, you're nervous all the time. You're nervous all the time. Yeah. You're aware that there's 60,000 people.
But specifically in the on-deck circle.
I'm exhausted.
About to bat.
Run
about
from
your,
the...
Specifically in the on-deck circle, people always wanted to know because they depended on you to hit that home run. And you did a lot of times. How did you feel? How did you stay so focused?
Thank God that I would never have to do this without...
It looks like the manager is coming out to speak to the umpire. They have an issue with it. Okay, they are
going
to take a look at it.
Something's going on down there.
It
looks like everybody...
They are going to take a look at it. They think he may be safe at first. Or
wow.
Out at first.
See, here's when I want to go silly and say,
and if
someone has
realize,
a kangaroo
I'm
in the field.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Todd, but it looks like they are going to actually reverse the call at first.
Oh.
Yes, they are. He never touched the bag, and then they put... Look at that.
Well, look there at that. Is. You know, I don't think I've seen that in over 20 years of broadcasting.
We're going to have to wait for the official results, but the video evidence here clearly shows... And
Wait
yes, there
second.
They are. They've announced it. It's an out. It's an out. It's an out.
Wow.
Oh, and look, the Expos are, listen to these Expo fans today. They are with it. They are with it. A beautiful 74 Celsius day. So 74 Fahrenheit day.
John, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I have to go. Hold on. I'll take care of that. Are you, and I'm not being, I'm too, I swear to God, are you able to host a podcast? Because if I left a minute, could you run the...
Totally,
you wouldn't get nervous?
Not at all. No, no, no.
No, no, seriously. I'll edit this out. I'm not being condescending. Would you... Because it's... You know, you just have to command the wheel for a little while. You wouldn't get nervous at all?
I don't think so. No, I think I'm okay, yeah.
So if I leave to go... I want to do is I have to turn on the AC and I have to go outside because it's a long story. But so you can handle the ship.
Keep things rolling.
Steer the ship. You're not going to get nervous.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's great. That's great. I don't mean to be disrespectful.
No,
so I'm
going
to be right back, and we'll let's call it the John Doerr Show for the next 3 minutes.
Yeah, and I'll just kind of talk about what's on my mind.
Whatever. That's
okay.
You get it.
If you're cool.
You
yeah. But why do you have to go do the AC? I don't understand.
Oh, because we turn the AC off,
right.
But I want the thermostat to the AC is in the backstage area.
Then why don't
area.
We just stop the show till you get... Okay, I don't...
Well, here's the problem, and I'm going to be honest with you. I swear to God. The pause button got coffee on it, and it's jammed.
So when you start, you can't... Okay.
So I can't stop unless... If we stop,
but
we have to stop the whole
You won't
podcast.
Be gone long, right?
Oh, no. I'll be gone for like 2 minutes.
Go. I got
to... Are you going to be nervous?
Because
you seem like you're nervous.
I think I'll be fine. I don't know why you keep bringing it up.
Well,
I'm fine. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. So I'll just keep going. Yeah. All right.
You sure you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm going to be fine.
All right. Excuse me. I'll be right back.
You know, I hate to even admit it, but well, no, I don't hate to. I mean, if I hated to admit it, I wouldn't say I don't hate to admit it. I mean, I'm not even admitting. I'm just going to talk. I'm just going to say it. Whomever, when, you know what? Even if you never, or when
God, I'll be right back.
Okay, yeah, yeah, no.
Okay.
I totally got it. Yeah.
Everything's
going great. Thank you. Turn on the AC. I got it. Anyway, so the other day I'm in an elevator, and I shouldn't even say other day, but I worry about like elevator advertising. I don't know if there's anyone out there, but I notice a lot of elevator advertising. You've got to wait for the doors to completely shut to see what the image is and what they're advertising on the interior as the two elevator doors come together in the middle. And, you know, sometimes people will hold up the elevator, and I wonder if the companies get upset at those people because the people are about to see the advertising, then it pulls back as the person enters, then you're distracted. I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine a company would actually get upset about something like that. I doubt anyone monitors it. They just, you know, it's probably just like, yeah, this is the basic cost, and then we'll accept it. But I've always wondered that, like when I'm in an elevator, when the doors are closing, if they don't close all the way, if people would get upset. I mean, if it was my company, I'm trying to think if I would. Probably not, because I think you just kind of give it up. I don't know. I mean, anyway, they probably don't. I can't even imagine. But you guys listening know what I mean. Like, it's a Keith, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a, yeah, like when the elevator, they have people advertise on the interior of elevator doors, right? Like, when you walk in, you'll see the elevator door shut, and then it's like a picture of like shrimp on steak. And like the restaurant in the basement is really cool. So I wonder, like sometimes people, you know, will get on the elevator and the doors are about to close. So they're about to see the full advertisement, but then they're like, oh, I forgot something. And then they go to the hotel room. Then they don't get the advertisement. You know, like there's missed opportunities. I wonder if people keep track, if there's someone to collect data or whatever you call it, on those situations and how often it happens. You know, I'd be curious to know that.
John!
Yeah, man.
I'll be right back. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm just talking about...
It's harder than it looks sometimes.
No. It's all good. I'm just talking about elevator advertising.
Okay.
Like, you know, hey, like, Todd, you know in the elevator sometimes when they close...
No, hold on.
And you're...
Lord,
when you're...
Give you a yeah.
No, but when the elevator doors close, you don't see the full image of the advertisement when you're inside until... So I wonder, like, if they keep track of the people that come in and then get called back out of the elevator before the doors actually close, you know? So that's kind of, I was kind of going on about that because I'm curious about that. Like, if I were to open a business and I'm contributing from my advertising budget to it, that would affect.
How much of it ends up being useful?
Well, yeah. And if it's not useful, are you compensated in any way? What?
Yeah. I'll be in a minute.
Okay. I was just going to say anyway. So, but I wonder if the company is compensated in any way. I mean, I'm not saying it'd be hard to find someone to blame in that scenario, but you can't deny, hey, a company is losing out on some advertising. I just wonder. I wonder if that's the case. I wonder if anyone monitors that.
Wow.
So, yeah. Hey, man. Do you get the AC on?
You guys, you all like him so much, you lie for him. So, yeah, it's... Wow, thank you very much. How'd John do? Did he do good?
He was the best. He was the best person ever.
He was great.
No, guys. Honestly, he was intriguing what he was talking about.
Yes, 100%.
Very much so. Yeah.
Thanks.
You're saying he's better than me?
100%. Absolutely.
No. Be honest. How much better than me?
I mean, you like to brag how you're such a great host, but I mean, we just witnessed truly great hosting. You know,
it's so much better than I've ever imagined.
It's embarrassing. You should fucking quit. Oh, wait. That good? You think I should give up my podcast?
Yes.
Whoa. We clearly invested our chips into the
swear
wrong.
Swear to God, John.
Like when my wagon to the
he's
wrong
that
horse.
Good. I should stop doing.
I don't even want to do a podcast.
No, dude, please, John, please.
I don't even want to do a podcast.
We have to.
No, I feel weird because I didn't know I should quit.
Quit! You gotta quit.
Please quit.
Please quit. So John can
be more responsibility for me.
Quit!
I don't want to.
Quit!
Don't.
This is making me feel. Oh my God! You were that good.
No, it wasn't like that. I'll be honest. I was okay. Like what I was. I gotta be honest. What I was talking about was pretty cool. Like I was getting in a groove, but. I don't even want to do this. There's no worry. Like let's be friends. You continue doing the show. Hell. Maybe I could. Can I come back in from this? Do you mind?
I like this.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the
Oh, there this could be the theme to your show.
Yeah.
Who made this?
Wow.
It's almost like they had it ready in case.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the John Doerr Show. All right. Today we're talking elevator advertising.
People are nervous.
Whether or not.
Because they think, how do you go from that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you?
And then back to, can you, you have to stay there the whole show. That's what other shows think. Oh, I guess once you go that chaotic, can you ever get back to just shh?
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. That's why it's a podcast.
Yeah.
And now we could just talk. Is there anything? No bull. No bull. Yeah. By the way, the guys, you did a great job. I swear to God, I know they meant it.
They were very sweet.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to know about me?
Yeah, I mean.
Seriously, over the years, you're like, I actually don't know that about Todd.
Well, you're a Philly guy, right? So you're East Coast.
Can I ask you? I'm all over the place. Yeah, by the way, you did a great job at the baseball thing.
Anything at all. Go ahead, go ahead.
Oh. I just had this random thought to George Carlin, but I don't know what you'll do if I ask you to do it, but I think you'd be all right.
You
but
we, sing a song?
Are you comfortable to would you sing a song?
Well,
I was going to ask you to do bad, mean, I don't know what, something up on the stage I was going to ask you to do, but I didn't know what it was. I got overload thinking of you getting up there.
Right.
I will show you. Would you do it, first of all? Let me ask
of
you, and
course,
I'll tell
I'd
you
do
what.
Anything. Okay. Yeah, but Todd, I feel very safe here, whatever you want.
The reason I asked you if you would do it first, because then I feel comfortable telling you the story, because it doesn't put you.
Okay.
If you said no, I wouldn't tell you the story. But I asked Andy Kindler to George Carlin.
Oh,
it was almost adorable. I go, I don't like to ask people to go up there. Maybe they're not in the mood. Sometimes I don't want to, you know. So I go, Andy, you be me. And I'm to George Carlin, I'm not exaggerating. Ask me if to do that. Say, would you mind going up on the stage and doing it?
Andy, I normally wouldn't ask people to do this, but for some reason,
what?
I'm in the mood. I was just going to say, I mean, would you mind going up on stage?
Hey, it's Andy Kindler.
That quickly, he's just like, yeah. But what did he do? He told jokes?
I don't know what he did, to be honest. It wasn't that good, or we'd remember it. That's why his career is failing.
Well, you remember him getting on the stage.
I forget what he did. He did a guy that said horrible things, but then he blamed. Like he goes, oh, I'm disrespectful to women. I don't treat women with dignity. Now I'm the bad guy. Oh, I'm the one that won't grow. I'm the one who won't evolve. I'm the one that wants to do things they've been done, even in the most archaic way. Oh, now I'm the bad. Okay, so because I'm not learning. Now I'm the person not learning. Oh, because I'm not. But it was something like that mixed with doing
like constant contradictions.
It was great.
Oh, I don't watch television. Suddenly, I'm not a television watcher.
Yeah.
Because I've never cut wood with an axe. I'm not a lumberjack.
I can't discuss it. Now he's
I can't
dead.
Have a conversation because I don't know how to talk and I'm mute. Oh, suddenly it's my fault.
Unbelievable. How's Andy doing? Is he good? You talk to him much?
Andy Kindler?
Yeah.
He's dead.
What?
Watch this.
That's the one. That's the
fun.
The perfect one. But that he's dead's got to be a pretty common one, I'd imagine.
He's dead. I don't know. I go to that
must
one
come
a lot.
Up every once
he's
in a while.
Dead.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Ask me how anybody is. Anybody. Yeah. And then play the music. See how long we could do till we want to vomit.
Mm-hmm.
For people on the train. I always think of someone listening to the show on the train, and they go, yeah, it's hard to keep it together sometimes. They go, oh, is that, but you do?
So imagine someone is listening on a train.
Yeah.
Well people would listen on a train.
First of all, you could.
Be perfect.
So somebody, my girlfriend, right, her brother, we're good friends. We hang out a lot. My girlfriend's brother, it's like me and him. I said the worst show. All right, so listen. My girlfriend's brother, my girlfriend's brother, but everyone knows. It's the way, I don't know what to say. So anyway, my girlfriend's brother.
Yeah, man.
People listen to the show know who it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, he listens to the show on the train.
Yeah.
So one time he goes, yeah, sometimes it's hard to keep it together. Now, he was being nice, but I took it as a challenge. In my head, I went, oh, really? You think you can fucking keep it together? So may pretend he's listening in the train,
right?
He's on the train. The foam things are in his ears. And he thinks, oh, yeah, you're keeping it together. I'm Vinny. I'm on a train. Right.
Yeah, so a personal dedication to trying to get together. Yeah.
Yeah, just talk
impossible
right to him.
Not to, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm Vinny.
Which is the beauty of the Todd Glass Show.
For one person, you know why? Because he enjoys it like no one else, but and everyone else enjoys knowing it is happening to somebody.
They could also imagine being Vinny.
Right.
It's beautiful. No, it's thank hilarious. You. I love it. Yeah.
Are you having a good time, everybody? Are you having fun?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. My little town blue. We'll try to find it. Are melting away. If I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. Take it away.
And when the summer hits the city. It
I don't, actually, I don't know this one.
That never. You know it.
I
are melting away.
I don't know. It's Bublé.
Is this and I
guitar is a little untended.
Thank you.
I don't know if you noticed.
That was hurting. I
can
thought.
You, are you hearing that a bit?
It hurt. It. I thought.
The guitar
felt
a bit
bad.
Off,
I heard a. I heard a thing that was out of tune.
Yeah.
And I thought, please don't be the guitar because yeah, then it looks like we're aggressively picking on him.
I know. Because I don't want to come across as a bully. Do you know what I mean?
The trumpet sounded good. Give me some trumpet over there.
Trumpet was great.
How about the way Aaron Simon learned to play the trumpet? Just give Wales something
no, amazing.
Beautiful.
Like,
out.
Honestly, that is unbelievable. That is beautiful.
Give me something more. I love it. Oh, you're ready
fun.
For the show to be over.
Yeah. No, but come on. That's worth. That's nice.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh.
Wow.
You really pop
you.
Up there. That's an aperture. That's what we call an aperture.
A one and a two and a one, two, three.
How would you end this show? Because we have to go in for the close.
That was great.
What do you want to do? What would you enjoy to do? What do you want to talk about? Can you talk about your show, please?
I could try.
Why do you mean try? I bet you can beautifully talk about it. It's called...
Why do you give me so much credit? What do you mean beautifully talk about it?
Well, I bet...
How do you know?
Can I tell you? To George Collins?
Yeah.
That's why I love it. Because I bet it's a... I bet... Well, let me tell you. Play that other song where the guy just starts talking in between. And I said, I bet me and John Doerr, today when we were getting ready for the show, to George Carlin.
I want to do more baseball.
Oh, you do?
I really do because I want to be a commentator.
Well, guess what then?
I could do it.
Here, I'm going to let you rule.
No, don't.
We could do the baseball, finish it, and then put a little more time into it, which I'm happy to do.
No, we're done.
Oh, we are?
Well, unless you really want to do
no,
it.
No, I don't care.
Oh, you don't care? Okay. I'm saying I enjoy doing the baseball.
Oh, okay.
I like color comedy. I was imagining.
You almost got yourself right back. Astro- here.
Oh, well, let's. Right.
Let me smoke a little and I'm going to
take
my time.
Oh, and here we are back on first base.
Well,
yeah. And yeah, it looks like it is an out. I mean,
can I ask you to do it without me?
We're still waiting for official.
Without me. Can you just do it on your own?
I don't want to do that again. I like when you're back and you're with me. I feel safe.
Okay, all right, I'll be with you. But you know I don't know a lot.
Well, let's not do baseball. Let's do...
I don't know anything.
What do you like? What do you want
to
do?
It's hard to do anything.
Well, let's not do it then. Let's do the Skittle. We'll do the Skittle.
Oh, the Skittles.
The Skittle convention.
Yeah,
or whatever it's
called. Or we could do this country thing we were going to work
on. Yeah, let's do the country thing.
We'll do Skittles, then we'll do country. Then we'll take it home.
Whatever you want. Then we'll take it home.
Do you want to sing a song?
I wrote him back the letter and I told him it was...
Yeah, man, I love songs.
Okay, so listen to this.
Song because he hadn't said anything at all.
The guy sent him a song. And then he goes, and he sent me back, and I sent him a letter. That's singing?
Or prison.
Hold on. He goes, that wasn't a good country song because it didn't have a song about prison.
Well, he said this, that
he's just talking.
To the song, and he said
and he
to
told
me
this.
He's storytelling.
They just put me and you. I guess we're singers then, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and then he wrote me a song. And
yeah.
I told him, my friend, I said, that's a good song, but if I were you, I would add more trumpets to that song. Are we singing right now?
And I would say, well, when I'm ready to add the trumpet, I'll add the trumpet. But right now, I don't feel like it.
And
that's always been Eddie, and that's always been his music.
Well, your song don't have a truck in it, and it don't have a truck. And no, the country song
doesn't
needs
have
a
either
truck.
Of them. No.
Well,
not have either truck or truck.
A country song needs a truck. What else does it need? I forget.
Needs heart, soul, truck, dirt, mud,
cowboy
boots.
Doesn't matter anything.
I'll tell you, this is a true story. One long time ago, you know, there was a time I went down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
Is this a
this
true,
is
story?
True story? I went down yonder.
Is it no?
No, I swear to God.
To George Stephanopoulos?
I swear to God, to George Stepp. Yeah.
Okay. That's why we have a safe word on the show. I can invest now.
Once I went down yonder. Yeah, I went down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
Oh, and, this is oh
true story. I went down yonder on the Chattahoochee, and I never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. Honestly, I had no idea how much that muddy water meant to me. I mean, I learned how to swim. I learned how to. It doesn't matter. Anyway, you know,
that sounds a little familiar, to be honest.
No, I'm not stealing a story. I tore off into an area, and now I feel like.
Way down yonder in the Chattahoochee. Isn't that funny? Everyone knows that. I don't. What is. How's it go?
Chattahoochee. Went down.
Let me hear. Put a little reverb in your voice. Can you give him a ching, 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 ching? Can you go on the guitar? Let's build it right here in this studio. We're going to give John Doerr some background music. We're your band, but this is all we have. Here's your band. We're on the road with you. Hold on, everybody. Stop. We're on the band.
Just going between,
hold on, guys. We're on the. Hold on.
G and C or A and D, whatever you
hold
want.
On one
second. Sorry, yeah.
We're on the road with you. We're your band.
All right.
Now, you could either do, I'm going to give you two ways to do this. One, you could have, this could be us in rehearsal. You're getting ready for your show before the doors open. Or do you want it to be literally
doors? It's got to be the show. We're ready.
Okay, you're ready. Okay, so we're your band. Everyone, you
this
try your
song,
hardest.
Song
we
seven.
Follow you. You have him, and then he also plays the didgeridoo. Can you give him a little bit of that? When you want it, maybe you point to him.
Can I introduce the song?
Sure, you're the leader.
Then,
we just we try to do a good job. The goal of this bit is not for us to try to. We're trying to service you well
perfect.
And score your show.
How about
you're
one,
on guitar?
How about one bar of music coming out of a song, and then we'll start up Chattahoochee. But I'll call for it.
Well, and
okay?
You tell you your drummer what you want. We're with you on the road. The door's open.
Yeah,
and we'll just go mid. Like you want to give him a little back.
We're coming out of a song.
Okay.
Last bar, and hit that cymbal. Thank you very much. There we go. Thank you very much. Give it up for the Tall Glass Band, everybody, if you don't mind. So wonderful to be back here in Gatineau, Quebec, here at the Robert Gertin Arena. And I want to thank you all for showing up, and we're going to play a classic now. You've always loved it, and it's a barn burner. Grab them, spin them around. Here's a little Chattahoochee. Went down yonder on a Chattahoochee. It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. Well, it's harder than a down the river on a Friday night. Bam, or soon on a pale moonlight. Dogs all dancing and thinking about when. Never thought about living for living. Oh, I went down yonder on a Chattahoochee. Never got a hoochie then.
All right.
Guys,
you did great.
We got to stop.
You did great. You were so. I love that you
can. The Tall Glass Band is so good. But I couldn't get to.
Way down yonder on Hoochie.
Way down yonder on. Way down yonder.
Will you do it again? I love it.
I got stuck in a memory.
Can we pull up the actual
song? Memory loop. I got stuck in a memory loop of it gets hotter than Hoochie Coochie.
You guys, can I tell you? This is what it's like. Sometimes I've said it before, being on the road, having the band, like they're like the joke is they're these four people. There's no rehearsal, but they will try their hardest to accompany you no matter what you do, and they commit. So to the audience, it's like, no, we're rehearsed. We know what we're doing. We learned this song.
Right, right.
We're not messing up.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't know what the coochie coochie. Let me hear what it is.
The actual song?
It's, yeah, how's it go? If we pull it up on the internet, hey, down yonder in the hoochie.
It's called Chattahoochee.
I want to hear what the actual words are.
Alan Jackson Chattahoochee.
How about if we listen to the words and see how much, then you come back, will it influence the way you do it again? Is that okay?
Of course.
Are you having a good time?
What do you think?
Yeah, I think
I'm having a ball.
Let me tell you something. This is the new me.
And you were asking me how do I want to end this show. I'll tell you how I want to end it. I never want to. So there you go. That's my Alan.
I'm like Andy Frasco.
By the way, I had to go see Alan Jackson in L.A. because my parents.
Was it great?
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, really?
It was quite terrible. Yeah. I don't like him. My parents love him. My dad likes him.
Oh, because it is. Is it?
Here we go. Get ready. Here's a guitar lick for Keith. This is a tough one. Oh, yeah, first he starts.
Let it breathe. We're talking about it so we don't have to pay royalties. We're talking about it. We'll talk about it right after this. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the song we're playing. Good job, Keith. We're going to listen to the words.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're going to try to repeat it.
Oh, looks like first base. Yeah, he's going to be safe.
We'll be down yonder on the Chattahoochee. It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night. Pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for a minute.
We gotta stop.
Yeah, we down yonder.
We got too much already.
She never knew how much that muddy water meant to me.
We got too much to deal with already. This is already fucking magic that's come out of this man's voice.
So we're your band.
Okay, so there's already a pyramid of cans, but there's already a pyramid of cans. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. That's what it was. Oh my!
So you
want me to start the song?
How about if you came out of one song, we'll all applaud.
I can't do it.
You do like the big fanfare and you thank the audience. And then this is your next song. You go, let's do Chat. You turn to the band. Chattahoochee, whatever it is. Chattahoochee.
Can I hear it one more time?
Rivaducci. Yes, of course. Let me tell you something. You could hear it three more times.
No, let's just do it. I got it. I don't want to hear it again. Let's do it. I want to do it. Let's come out of that song and let's wrap this.
All right. So yeah, you go get some reverb in his voice. The last song. Everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. I'd like to thank y'all for showing up at Rexall Place here in Edmonton. Y'all been a wonderful audience. But before we leave tonight, you don't think we'd forget it, did ya? That's right. Let's start on the drums. Woo! Big round of applause for the band, everyone. Yeah. They keep me company on the road. And I hope our music keeps you company whenever you need it. Whenever you're at your lowest, I hope you turn us on and you just feel that glow in your heart like I did way back when. And down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt, pyramid of cans and something else. Down by the river on the Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. But I'm not trying to think about
it. Chatter on the hoochie-coochie.
I've lost my mind completely. All right, thank you, Edmonton.
Thank your band.
Edmonton, you've been wonderful.
Thank you to the band.
Thank you to the band. Edmonton, Rexall Place.
This is your closer.
Good night.
Your band goes on long. Woo! Thank you. Good night.
Keith, Jimmy, Marcus, Riley, Jimmy John. Big thank you for the crew. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow night. Still tickets available. You don't mind spreading the word. About 3,000 tickets available. Thank you for coming. Good night. Good night, everyone. Good night. Thank you. Get home safely. Treat each other with respect. Drive safe.
Time to play Guess the Skittle. And that's our. Then we say good night.
Let's do it.
One and a two and a one, two, three.
It's time to play Guess the Flavor of the Skittle. We're going to do a quick game. Are you ready? Flavor.
I am.
Mainly, I want to eat these. Would you rather call this Let's Pass Around Skittles?
You call it whatever you want.
I want you to guess. Hold on. Do you mind if I touch it?
I don't mind at all. I have no
last time
whatsoever.
I said that, blah, 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 background noise. Okay, here we go. Guess the Flavor of the
Skittle. So how do I do this?
I close my eyes? Put it in the palm of my hand. I'll look away.
We're playing Guess the Flavor of that Skittle. Todd Glass has now looked at the Skittle and knows what flavor John Doerr has eaten.
And George Carlin, I'm gonna.
And the audience waits intently on the edge of their seats.
If you'd like another one of the same flavor, I'll give it to you if you think that'll help you more.
Wow.
Oh.
I'll take it, because I'll be honest, this is nearly impossible.
Never before in the 25 years of Skittle tasting broadcasts have I ever seen such a...
I definitely will not... I'll rule some out to start. No, okay. You gave me the same one for sure?
I swear. To George Carlin.
It is definitely not cherry or strawberry or whatever. I guarantee it.
What color is cherry?
Red.
Yeah, it was red.
Was it really?
Uh-huh.
It does not taste like that.
Well, there you have it, folks, on the 2018. What Skittle is it?
That's the way we play the game.
Right? And now into the other game we have.
When was this candy invented? This yummy candy.
Here's another game we play.
What year was the candy Skittle invented?
No, dude, you gave me this one. I think you gave me orange.
No, I gave you red. I know it.
You gave me those ones?
Yes.
Oh, for there's sure? been a challenge on the field.
Oh, yeah. I gave you red.
You
I'm
did.
Positive.
You're right. I apologize. Well, it did not taste red. Yeah,
you know,
right.
That was the end of our friendship. Okay, does anybody want some of these?
What year was the candy Skittle invented? This yummy candy invented.
What year did this great candy first come out? What year do you think the Skittles came out?
I don't know. I feel like we got the
answer.
And
we have an answer in Canada and the United States.
I was going to say, I feel like in Canada it'd be different.
Do you know?
Probably.
I have the Wikipedia in front of me.
All right. You know what? I have no idea. I'm going to go with 19. I feel like it's a later bloomer. It's not an early 80s. I feel like it might even be an 80. I might. You know what? I'm going to go 88.
Don't say anything, John.
1988.
To George Carlin, to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
You can tell me that my vote doesn't count.
I would never do
because
that.
Because I heard it before, but I really forget. But let's say it doesn't even count, but if you trust me and you want to. I really do forget what it was, but I come to this reason of guessing when candies were invented. Whenever I think they're invented, I add a lot more years. Because I feel like, this I want to go, I think this was like in the 80s, Skittles.
Right.
And then you find out every time that, so just by nature you go, you might not have known about it, you know. So I'm going to say Skittles, I want to say.
For the sake of the listener.
What?
Do you mind chewing away from the microphone?
Oh yeah, why? Is it bad?
Well, because I know people are going to hate that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh man.
Sorry. Yeah, people don't like that. I don't blame them. Okay, hold on. Let me just do it and get it over with.
Well, I got it.
Thank you for telling me.
We'll stop doing it, but we do have to finish eating and talking.
One, they don't mind, but I was just like chomping.
No, I know, but I got to finish mine as well. But like, I will stop after this one for sure. But anyway,
I'll join in.
So you were saying, to add on time.
Yeah, like if I
like if you were to guess the age of like a chocolate bar or a whatever, you would add time. You said. Like, if you thought it was 1975, you'd probably add 15 years to it type of thing. For example.
No, it's funny. But I agree with Aristotle. Like, do whatever you want on a podcast. But, you know, overwhelmingly, it's chewing into the mic is annoying. But anyway, but I ate a hot dog once on the microphone on John's show, and we didn't get reported. Yes, I had 15 years. So I'm going to say to this, again,
reported.
Is it in my subconscious that I remember? But I'm going to say 75.
Wow.
What year did you think?
I said 88.
Any other guesses? 1967.
Whoa. Really?
I'll go as far as saying 1945.
No. Oh, my God.
Well,
1960.
Are they that old?
1922.
I mean packaged in supermarkets. I don't want to find out something.
What year? It says invented.
What year?
The title of the song is invented.
Oh, invented. Okay, well
All right. That's good to know.
What is the answer? 1945? Is that the right answer?
That's me guessing.
I thought you were saying the answer.
No.
Oh shit!
What
so we
it?
Still don't know. What is it?
It says here on Wikipedia. So this is what we're going off of. Skittles were first made commercially.
Can I interrupt for one moment? Did I tell you I had a seizure?
No. Oh my God! I would have remembered.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Did you get the Skittles
the
I sent
for
you?
The light beer. Yeah, you sent Skittles. But thank you for the light beer because I don't drink hard alcohol anymore. Is the reason. But anyway, so let's go back to the Skittles.
I'm really curious. What year now? And I heard it already.
That I had my seizure? It was 2 years ago. 2016, December.
We played this game about 8 months, 7 months ago maybe.
Right.
So I was honest with you. It might be in my subconscious, but if I'm wrong, you'll know what my subconscious has the ability of doing. I thought 1975 maybe if it's in my subconscious, but just because I think it was the 80s, so I minus some years.
So what are you saying?
I thought it was 85, but I'm going to go 1975. Take 10 years off.
All right.
I know my numbers are jumping all over, but you get the gist of what I'm saying.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is, John. I could talk like that too, you know. It doesn't make you more professional.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Does everyone get to say it's their final answer?
Wait, does everybody?
Was that your final answer?
Come on.
Sounds like it is.
Come on.
I'll stay with 88. I don't know why I feel like it's got to be earlier than 88, but I'm going to stick with 88.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well,
can I tell you something? You want to know a new game we play? Lunatic. We make our bets, and they're ironclad.
Yeah.
But we can also now guess what we're probably wrong and who's right. And I'm going to say, I bet it's closer to 1945 for some reason, even though that's not what I don't win if...
That was your...
Yeah, I don't win if it's 1945. I know what I said. I said
you're
19,
now re-guessing.
I said 1975. Yeah. That's what I said.
You're bound to that, but now
but
you're
somehow now that I'm not nervous and I think, why the fuck... And to be show all my cards, John made an audible smile when Aristotle guessed 1945, so maybe I'm going off that. It looked like he was like, oh, shit, Aristotle was right.
I feel like it's early, yeah.
So what year?
But I mean, it could have been. It's probably. Here's the problem with these candies.
When was this candy invented? This yummy candy invented. Let's take it round the circle.
Wait, what were you saying?
Something. I just realized I said. Here's the thing about these candies. But really, like, they probably existed in a tiny town for God knows
how
long.
Well, that's
what. That's
what. But guess
what? It's like invented. What are we talking about? Like nationwide advertised.
Can I tell you something,
aware of them?
John, can I tell you something?
Go ahead. You can tell me.
I'm willing.
When were they first commercially available?
That's what I think. By the way, I think
it would change my answer.
It would change my answer because
I don't have any other answer besides that.
When were they commercially available?
All right. Let's just say.
Oh, by the way, can I
please
let me say this?
Yeah.
Because of playing this game in the past, I think now I remember that that's what it was. And it's if it was the other way, I would just start thinking differently. I would think, okay, if it's it's not when it was commercially packaged, I would go, all right, well, I remember it from this year. That's probably a little off. And then how many years did it exist before some person in a store Missouri sold it?
Yes.
But it is commercial, so which makes it easier for us to guess. So I'm going to stick with my guess. 1975, and if I could re-guess, I'd still guess 1975.
Okay, well,
because I don't think 1954 was in packages. This was not in stores in 1945.
You know, it didn't have to be in a store. It could have been in a candy jar, and people get the scoop.
Right,
Mr. Mc whatever would crawl up on the ladder, and how many did you want?
Right.
And then
I don't even
weigh them.
By the way,
a paper bag.
If it wasn't in this packaging, but it was in a store in a bin with a thing, yeah, that still counts. That's commercial selling of it, so I would count that. So, yeah, I'm going to still stick to mine. What is it? I'm dying to know.
Well, I did find out this is also the answer when they were invented, when they were first commercially available. Skittles were first made commercially in 1974 by a British company. They were first introduced to North America in 1979.
Wow. Todd, you're right there. You split the difference. You split 75, so a commercial available in Britain in 74, and then in the United States in 79. Congratulations. You did it.
Thank you.
That's fucking great, man. Honestly.
Thank you.
I was way off.
Real quick.
I feel like a fucking dirtbag.
Didn't we also used to play How Long Does This Animal Live?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
In the zoo?
Or in real life?
Yeah, like squirrels live.
That's a good one.
But it's better. I'll tell you this for a fact, and then, but squirrels, look, they have a better life in captivity. No, in nature. Mm-hmm. But they don't live nearly as long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not implying that because an animal at a zoo would live longer that that's a better life. No, they're probably better in nature.
Yeah,
where they get to have their natural life and roam. But squirrels live to like 22 years in captivity.
Okay,
but in regular life, I think three.
3 years. This is interesting too because I recently wondered because I saw this horse when I was last in of all places in Niagara Falls, Ontario, and we're on this. It was one of the this horse ride. So this guy had a lot of information about the horse, and it looked Clydesdale-ish, but it wasn't. And I asked him, like, you know, how long does a horse like this live?
I thought 20 about 20.
289 years.
No, sure.
Yeah. Fucking nuts. Like, it went through generations. It's seen everything.
John, stop with the whistle.
Well,
no, it is very annoying. I have a question for you.
I thought that was a lot.
John just went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Is there something we should do? Like, we have to. How long have we been going? This is a double episode, and he decides where it splits. And thank you for being a part of double episode.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Next
thank
week I can't record one.
I'm coming back next week anyway.
Oh, you want to host it? We've had three people.
No, I'm just gonna hang out.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
No, I'm just gonna.
I'd love to.
I'm just gonna check on the house while you're away.
See, believe me.
No,
I appreciate
you need
it.
Trust me. I've seen a lot of shady characters.
John, we're getting ready
man.
To figure something out about you.
About you.
I was going to go, do you want to write a song about him when he comes in? John wrote a song about you. Did you really write a song about him, or you said it's about meeting him and all this? But be honest with me. Yeah. If you don't want to sing it, But you,
I don't think it's ready, but I could sing. I could.
Does the band know enough of it to improvise?
Can I grab the guitar? Do you mind? You guys
ready to go? Do these guys? So they've done the song with you before. Well, and it's about John. Is it really about John? Like
it is. Yeah. I
didn't. Okay.
I wrote it. So I'll do two things right now. I didn't.
JBW.
That's John Brand Wagner. That's the title of the album.
The title of the album is JBW.
But, yeah, the song's called "Good Old Johnny,"
and it's about how you met him if I'm right, you met him at Barney's Beanery.
Correct. Yeah. And for those who don't know, Barney's Beanery is a it's a local.
Piece of shit! I will fucking tear this. I'll tear the skin off your skull. I will tear it off.
I'm done with you.
I'll pull out your toenail and use it as a saxophone reed.
Yeah, when I'm done with you, you won't even understand.
So anyway, it's called "Good Old Johnny."
Cool. Do you want a little? I don't want this to be. Are you afraid to show a side of you that
man, I'm not afraid.
It's a sweet song.
I'm not afraid.
Okay, your band, you wanna?
So I met John at a bar, let's be clear. Johnny works at a bar, and this is a song about the day I found out he was being bumped up to server.
Can I ask you a question about this song about John Baron Wagner?
Yeah.
Is there a Nick Schwartzen part of it? And I should, who cares? But like, is there, because I know he's part of that group.
I don't want to say that. All I know is maybe.
No. Okay. I love it, and I'm going to give you the floor.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we're going to lower the house lights.
I'll say this. Sure. I mean, sure. I've seen Nick there, so I could. It's a verse we haven't rehearsed with the band, but I could throw
it in.
It's okay.
Can I tell you what my show is famous for? We know when we're talking that when you start singing, the reverb just comes in just eloquently.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, let me just find my key here. Yeah, all right, we'll go G, why not? Look at that place with its lights on. Looks like I need to stop on by for a cold one. Who's that handsome fella back there? Handsome fella back there selling his wares.
If we have a chorus, we'll come in if you need us.
Looks like good old Johnny, oh yeah. Good old Johnny, oh yeah. I said, how long you been here? He said, 3 months. I said, are you gonna stick around? He said, yeah, I'm getting a promotion. I said, do what? He said, I'm gonna be a server soon. I said, well, I hope it goes well and that people tip you well. He said, not like you, you can go to hell. I said, why? Oh, why do I go to hell? Said, hey, ain't that Nick Swartzen over there? He said, yeah. And that's the end of the song.
Wow.
I think there might be something there.
Wow. No, that was.
We might have something.
Take a bow. Take a bow.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take a bow. Take like a bow. Have,
thank you. Thank you.
Come on. Have your band. Your band should show you the respect you deserve. That song's about John Brand Wagner, everybody.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Johnny,
thank you so much.
It's a ballad.
Right,
you really milk it.
It's a ballad, but you bring that emotion out in me when I see it.
That's beautiful. It's the John Doerr Hour, baby. We got to go to close. It's hard to know how to close this show.
I don't. Did I turn off your oven?
Well, everybody, how long have we been going, Aristotle?
Yeah, about 2 hours.
That's a double episode right there. We split it right down the middle.
Well, I mean,
right.
At this point, they know that.
What?
I said, well, by this point, they know that.
Yeah, you never know. Some new listeners don't know what it means.
Well, some people who just listen to the back end know there's a front end. But you're right.
I let him decide where he splits it. Can you remember back to the show? Where do you think he split it in half?
Hey, Aristotle, you can split it
anywhere you want.
That's kind.
Where are the Skittles?
Anywhere you want it, that's the way you get it. Anywhere you want it, Skittles were in 79.
Anywhere you want it, that's the way it is.
74 in Britain, then in 79.
That was a great guess.
Okay, we got to close this show. Nice, so let me think of a few things. Is there anything you want to say?
I just want to say it was great seeing you. If I have time, I'd love to mention I have a show coming out on Comedy Central.
I don't have time. I wish I did.
That's fine. If we're out of time, we're out.
No, I'm sorry.
Let's move on.
No, no.
Let's move on. I mean, if we're out, let's just great seeing you.
I want to play this for 30 seconds because it really happened, and I think this person deserves to have their story told. To George Carlin, this really happened, so...
United Airlines on my way to Nebraska. The plane departed Halifax, connecting in Chicago's O'Hare.
This is a younger guy that had this happen, so he wrote this song. I saw it on YouTube.
While on the ground, a passenger said from the seat behind me, my God, they're throwing guitars out there.
Woo!
The band and I exchanged a look, best described as terror. At the action on the tarmac, knowing whose projectiles these would be. So before I left Chicago, I alerted three employees who showed complete indifference towards me.
There you go. Tweet at United, everybody, and tell them to do the right thing. That's a didgeridoo over there. Is that a didgeridoo?
No, it is not, Mr. Glass.
Oh, what is it called?
Slap.
Hey, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. And I'm going to play the show for your wife, and then you'll hear the rest of the story later when she... We have to say goodbye.
What?
Did you have fun?
I had a ball. I don't want to say goodbye. I want to live here forever inside your heart.
I wrote you a song.
No, come on. There's no way. That's impossible. Is this up?
J-O-N, John.
John Doerr.
John Doerr. John.
You got big questions,
John,
we got
John,
huge
John,
answers.
John.
I'm not letting you go. We're going to go, but I want to know about your show. Tell me the theme of it. Everybody wants to know. You tell me this, and then I'll let you out of here. Okay, other than that, I don't feel bad for keeping you here. So when you're truly ready to go, oh, this is a great way to end the show because then I don't have to feel bad. I don't have to feel bad that I go too long.
You're the best at what you do, but what you do is so bizarre. I don't know what it is, but you're the best at it. You're the best at what... Todd's the best at what he does. What does he do?
I don't know.
You can't find it. No one knows. But he's the best at it. You trust me on this. You are, though. I love you.
So here's what's going to happen.
With all my heart.
I'm going to tell you how we're going to close this show.
Tell me.
You're going to tell me that story. You're going to tell me. I don't care if it's 45 seconds.
Show?
Explanation. And then music.
It's not 45 minutes. It's,
45 it's, seconds, I said. it could be 3 minutes. I'm saying if you have a 45-second explanation of the show that gets people like, oh, okay, I get what it is, or if it's 2 minutes. But after whatever it is that it is, you're going to hear some music come in, and we're going to say goodnight. What music it is, John, what should it be? What do we ride people out of here with? Is there a Todd Glass theme that maybe, like, you know, as they're leaving?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there.
Maybe one we would normally come in on. We can go out on a Todd Glass Joe McKenzie. What?
You want to hear it now or hear it?
Yeah, let me. No, I'm going to. You surprise us.
All right.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what thank you. And I also want to thank Keith for coming by. Always great.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
That doesn't even make sense. And Eric Calver on the drums. Just great. God. So nice. And then Aaron Simon on tambourine tonight.
Yay!
And Valerie.
What's wrong?
What did I say, Natalie first?
No, you said Valerie first. Then he said, oh, Whitney. And then you said, I can't believe I said Natalie first.
Oh.
It's like, no, you didn't.
Get
you
it
said
wrong.
Valerie
I
first.
Get,
but it's all good. Yeah.
Somehow I managed to get around. You know, me and Whitney actually know each other,
yeah.
Like, from my friend Deanna. And we had so many sweet things to say about her tonight. I hope she listens to the podcast just to know how many good things were being said about her. They say you can tell the type of person you are by what people say behind your back. So if Deanna listened to the show, she'd be like, oh. Or she heard what we said. We didn't say it on the show. But if she was a fly on the wall in our kitchen, she would have melted. Deanna,
so she listened to this podcast.
She's dead. She got hit by a bus Thursday. Dead as a duck. Dead as a duck.
Dead as a duck.
All right, so... Tell me about your... And Aristotle, you're great. John Brand Wagner. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Eric Calver on drums. Also, thank you, Keith. One and a two and a one, two, three. Is there anything you need to plug?
Me? Talking to me?
No, I'm talking...
Okay.
I'm talking to Aaron. No, I'm not talking... Eric Calver. What's the gym you own? You own a gym.
I do.
What's it called?
Tap Out Fitness.
Where?
Woodland Hills.
You say you like to hang around the men's locker room with touching your doodle. All right, just take that. No, it doesn't.
What's a doodle?
I don't know. So stupid. Like, why would he?
It's a pool toy.
How would that be a good advertisement for the gym? Yeah, he stands around the male locker room touching his doodle.
Come on by.
All right, you know what? Take that out. Okay, here we go. Well, you own a gym, right?
I do.
What's it called?
Touching your doodle. Take it out.
No, you have to leave it all in.
No,
hold on. We don't come in with this yet. What is your show about?
It's called Big Questions, Huge Answers, Comedy Central.
Pull in.
December 3rd.
No, watch it.
It's like a demented news show. I go after big questions. I ask big questions. I find huge answers, which the mainstream media does not do, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Can I tell you something?
It takes a Canadian outsider to look in to look at the United States from an outside point of view. It takes me to look at the United States to fix its problems, and that's what we do. No joke. We solve two huge problems in our special. I hope you tune in and watch
it. You know what? To George Carlin, I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah, we solve them.
You know what's great?
I'm serious.
You can do, you don't have to pick either. Whenever people go, people should stay out of politics or people should stay out of social issues. Yeah, because you don't agree with them. Stop it already. Just to have the ability to go, I know, because if it was a celebrity agreeing with what I thought. What? There's a defining moment in everybody's life where you're able to call yourself in your own bullshit. When everyone goes, celebrities should mind their own business. Stop it. If they were agreeing with what you said, you'd love it.
No.
So it's good. I like when comedians are able to be silly and then also be able to... because I would imagine these are...
They're real issues, okay.
Do I understand it?
They
are real issues.
A maniac, an insanely egomaniac. Even more...
John.
That was you,
that's
talk.
Gross. It was not me.
I'll admit when they're mine. I'm just saying, if you're...
I'd edit it out. I'm serious. I don't want my show to do that.
What? Well, I burped earlier. Leave this in.
Oh, you're right. Okay. I don't want to make a habit of it.
And you also just admitted to it, so now it's great.
Okay.
Yeah. So we both burped. Okay. We're both disgusting pigs.
To George Carlin, I'm not making a habit of that.
Well, fair enough.
Go ahead.
I don't care. I play this outsider who comes to America, and I don't know if you've noticed, you give an idiot a microphone, and they'll say just about anything. So that's what happens in our show. I investigate two really big topics, and I solve them. And you know what?
Bring closure to them?
I think yes, and I think what you'll find... So the first topic is cyberbullying, and I give a real presentation. I think you'd enjoy this. I'll send you this part. I give a real presentation to actual tech investors, people who think they're really investing in a real idea, and I pitch them this concept. And the concept is absolutely ridiculous. So, it walks the line, so people... feel like we've wasted their time. They actually called us lawyers, but anyway, they had their lawyers call us. But yeah,
sounds like a fun show. I didn't. That swear to God, that was not
no,
me
no,
blowing
but the
a whistle.
The way you say it, it's kind of like you do the whistle and then you just
you know why people
you
should
pause
listen?
After I say it and then you kind of do a whistle and then you go something fun show. It gives the opposite. Like it suggests that it's not a fun show.
Here's why people should listen. Because
we address real problems, and then a fool. This is the culture we live in now. Okay, we have fools talking about real problems and saying I have the answer. So I'm mimicking that in this new show.
Oh, okay. So that stays true to who you are.
You know,
No, shut up. You're doing a good job of explaining it. There's no doubt I was off at first.
Don't tell me to shut up.
Well, I don't mean it. I'll tell myself to shut up.
It's nice to see you. I'm gonna call it a night.
John, now I feel like we're leaving on a sour note.
No, you know what? I'll tell you what.
No.
It was great. Honestly, it was great to see you.
Hey, you know what, John? I just wanted to say it was really nice having you here.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me. This is great.
No, it's always great seeing you. So
no,
thank
it was,
you for
can I, not that it's a competition, but it was even better
it's
seeing you.
No, no. Just, I honestly... I'll be totally honest with you. It was fucking great seeing you.
It was
better. I bet you it was better. I won the gold medal in tonight's version of who won seeing who.
I should just say thank you, but I want to say I don't think you know how excited that we were here. It was fucking palpable in this room.
I was so,
you don't get it. We were like just going crazy.
No, I felt very welcome. I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
Oh no,
I felt welcome. I'm just saying it was great to see you. I appreciate it. So it's great seeing you. Thank you.
And I take that, but I'm just saying.
So leave it
right back at
then
you.
Leave it.
Right.
Why are you? What,
right
wait,
back
wait.
At you.
Okay.
Right back at you times
okay,
two.
Right back at you times fucking
right.
12.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. You don't fucking.
No, you don't.
We all had shit. We shit all
you
over ourselves.
Up.
When your name got brought up, I shit my pants.
I ate a Skittle when I have a cavity on my right side. I did that for you.
I've got diabetes, and my doctor told me that if I ate a Skittle, I would drop the fuck dead. But I wanted to play the game with you.
Yeah, there's this guy on the train who sits by himself. You do a bit just for him.
Yeah, that's Vinny.
In your imagination, it's Vinny. He doesn't exist.
Yeah, my girlfriend's brother, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
All I was trying to say is I was so fucking happy to see you.
I was happy to see you.
No, I was fucking ecstatic to say how I'm gonna fucking take you to fucking death. Why can't you take a goddamn compliment, you pile of shit? You got no reason.
That I was happy to see you.
No, fucking listen.
Fucking
no wonder you can't be in a happy relationship.
Fucking. Go walk in.
I got to fucking see you. You don't know how much I love you. I fucking get excited when you're near me. It's the fucking kind of down the fire you're gonna have.
Make love to me.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I